on the hind part.
No. Have you got a word like haunches or honkers or hunkers?
Well, you can say got out on his honker.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some words that means a very stingy person?
Well, I would say he sure is close or sure is stingy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If a person is wearing funny looking clothes, you might say he really looks what?
Shabby or nasty. So.
Okay. Does nasty mean dirty or just mean ugly?
Nasty means both of them. If you want to know something, nasty and dirty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you got a word when he, maybe he doesn't look dirty, just as maybe he's got on a purple something and a green something and a blue something or stripes and plaids and everything. You want to say he's just not very attractive, mm-hmm, but he's right. Clean looking. Have you got a word for that?
He sure look tacky.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her very best clothes? She is all what?
Sharped up.
Okay. And what about a man?
Well, I would say a man the same way. I say he's sure looking clear and clean today.
Okay. What word would you use for a very old person who is very lively and gets around very well? He's certainly for his age.
I say he shouldn't get around good for his age.
Okay. Have you got one word that would describe that? He is certainly very...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean I would say very happy.
Okay. Would you ever say he's very chipper?
Yeah, you could say that. Happy or chippy.
Okay. If you say that somebody who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what? Very?
Lazy, I would say.
Okay, what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree with his bill?
I call that a woodpecker.
Okay, you ever call him peckerwood?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah, you can call him peckerwood.
Yeah, but you say woodpecker.
I call him woodpecker, so I'm peckerwood.
Okay.
Best to call him peckerwood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass, not a cricket? Sometimes use them for fish bait, I think.
Yeah, that's what I finna say, a grasshopper.
Okay. Have you got a word for when somebody or something just goes out of control? Like you might say, the road was slick, and you threw on the brakes, and the car skidded on the ice and just went...
out of control.
Okay. Have you got any other ways you can think of to say that?
Hmm.
What about an explosion?
Well,
if something blew up and went fume and pieces went, and I'd say pieces just went.
Just flew apart and went off all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
I'd say it's old house done rotted down.
Okay, but if people think that dead people come back there, what kind of house do they call it?
They call it a haunted house.
Okay. And what are the spirits that live in there called?
Haunts.
Okay. And you got any houses around here that people say that about?
Well, they used to, but they about done quit saying that.
Okay. And what do you call something that folks say brings bad luck? Like a black cat. Have you got a word for that?
Yeah, some of them say that. He got a black cat bone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say it's somebody, what about a person that always brings bad luck?
I would call him an unlucky person, a mean person.
Okay. Did you ever use the word he's just a jinx or he's a hoodoo?
Yeah, I can do that. It's a hoodoo.
What about the word voodoo?
Voodoo.
Does it mean much?
No.
You don't use that word?
No, I don't know about it.
What do you call, have you ever heard of anybody called a Jonah?
Yeah, it's called an old so and so, ain't nothing but old janker.
And that means?
Old Jonah.
And that means what? He brings bad luck?
That's right.
Okay.